Katie, I'm sorry. You shocked me this morning. I've known her for 18 plus years, and I didn't know that there was a murder in your small town when you were 11 that's traumatized you your whole life.
Yes. I didn't really know, Jared, that that was the... Like, you always hear, you know, especially if you're in therapy, it's like, oh, is there a trauma? And I was like, no. You know, I had a great childhood. And then certain things got brought up very recently where I realized, oh, my gosh, this is, like, something that has been traumatizing my sisters and I for a very long time. We grew up in a very small Amish town called Quarryville, Pennsylvania. Lived there from... I swear there needs to be an episode.
We gotta have this. What is this background?
Unsolved Mystery.
But also Dateline. Pennsylvania, like, it was, we're not Amish, but we practically grew up Amish.
Okay.
Countryside, we grew up in an old farmhouse. There was a silo pad in our backyard.
Okay.
I mean, there was nothing but cornfields and...
Would you say it almost looks like the house from, or the, you know, the kind of like the movie Signs? They lived in a house and they had some huge cornfield.
Yes.
And I think they had a silo or maybe.
I mean, with cornfields all around, nothing. I mean, the most traffic we had were horse and buggies that came up and down our street all the time. And then we had the milk truck, like the big, long milk trucks because of all the dairy farms, you know?
Okay.
So, and needless to say, in that kind of small town, there's not a lot of, I mean, there's one grocery store and there was one Chinese restaurant where we went all the time, you know, because if you wanted to eat something other than what you were making, we went to Chinese, right? Well, there was a murder in the Chinese restaurant.
Mm.
And to this day, it still haunts me. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it has recently been brought to my attention that it's been solved. The murder.
Okay. It recently got solved?
Well, it was solved a while ago, but we just figured it out, my sisters and I, because a childhood friend of ours is battling cancer. And my sister, Molly, went back to Pennsylvania just very recently. And so she was sending us some photos of our old house and different places. And one of the photos she sent was of this restaurant called Peking in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. And my sister Colleen and I were like, immediately we were like, the trauma.
So the restaurant is still open.
It is still there.
Is it really?
Yes.
Good for
it
them.
It is still there. I don't think it's run by the same people.
Survived a murder and everything.
What I'm about to tell you. At the time, I was 11. My sister was like 9. Then Molly was 7. Okay. And what we knew at the time is that there was a gang that showed up at the Chinese restaurant, locked a woman in the bathroom, shot and killed her.
Oh my gosh.
And then locked all the other employees in the walk-in cooler. And they had to stay there overnight because the restaurant or shooting happened late at night and nobody knew about it until the next morning. And so these employees were locked in the walk-in cooler, and then there was a dead woman in the bathroom. So, of course, it spread like wildfire.
Cow.
We all heard about it.
Did
it
happen in Amish town?
It did. In 1992.
A gang
killing.
That's
when this happened. A gang. So then we moved away from that area. Not because of that.
There's got to be something, not to interrupt, there's got to be something associated why they targeted the woman to get killed.
I know now what it is.
Oh,
I know now what it is. But I will say the reason that we kind of not put it out of our memory because I'm still traumatized. I still, to this day, cannot go into a smaller Chinese restaurant. And this is like the one, you know, like you go in, you order at the counter, and then there's a couple seats.
Yeah, okay.
It was not large at all.
All right.
But I still, to this day, cannot go into a Chinese restaurant bathroom without having a little bit of
Because they still don't let you into a lot of the Chinese restaurants since COVID.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I actively think about it every time I go in, if I have to use the bathroom. Not like some of the bigger ones with the bigger names, but smaller.
Because the bathrooms are small, too.
The bathrooms are small. And I
Jason, we're not
going
to say which one, I guess, but we don't need to. But there's an Asian restaurant we all go to.
Yeah.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't know this, but she doesn't like going to that bathroom because of this murder.
Right. It's just a thing.
Oh.
And I never really thought.
Yeah.
I never really thought twice about it, but I know for a fact that that's every time I go into the bathroom, I think about that, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, my sister sends this picture, and so then of the Chinese restaurant, and we found out it was solved. Mm. Apparently, there was the man and the wife that we knew We'd go into the, they own the restaurant. We would go into the restaurant, order from them. They knew us by name. The husband had an entire family in China, a wife and three children. He left China, came to the States. I don't know why Quarryville. I don't know. I mean, maybe he thought he was hiding amongst the Amish, maybe. Mm-hmm. But he opened a restaurant.
Yeah,
you know?
Still.
So he moved to the United States, left his wife and his three children behind, and then got married to another woman.
Oh, my God.
And they opened up this restaurant. Well, the wife in China found out that he had gotten remarried or just married to somebody else.
Okay.
Because they were not divorced. They were not separated.
She should be a detective solving that from 2,000, 3,000 miles away.
Right. Because, I mean, this is before social media.
No internet.
There was none of that.
Can I ask you if you know this? When he got married to the new wife, was he still talking with his other wife in China and kids?
I don't know, but that's a whole lot of life to leave behind just pretend like they don't exist.
He's like, oh, I'm going to bring y'all, I'm going to make money and bring y'all later. I don't know.
But he did get married, even though he was still married to the woman in China with the mother of his children. So the mother in China finds out that he's married. And so she has an aunt who was one of part of the Chinese gang, like a really big deal Chinese gang. And so it was her cousin came to the United States, sought this new wife out and murdered her in the bathroom at the Chinese restaurant. Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow. I could not believe it. This should be a movie, an episode.
My thought is in China, they automatically just blame her. Because technically, she might the new wife might have no idea that this guy was married in China.
Right.
It's his fault.
It's his
not
fault.
Her fault.
And that is part of it. I was thinking. Why did she get killed?
Yeah. What about him? About
that? But maybe she thought, well, he's got to provide for us and the kids.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. And she probably didn't know that he had a whole other family in China.
I wouldn't want to go back now, knowing that she could hire a hitman on me
and send him to the United States.
Yes, it was a hit.
From China in the early 90s.
From a gang.
Because her husband was cheating, got remarried.
So it, in a weird way, has made my trauma even worse.
I believe so.
I cannot,
That is scary.
And people are willing to do this.
Yes.
The more and more I think it's likely that I got to watch out at any given time. On me.
Yes. I think for sure.
Yeah, mine. I was going to ask you, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would know this. Did they extradite this woman from China, or were there arrests?
That's a good point. Like, how did they connect? They arrested the gang member, they can't.
Okay.
If he went back to China, they wouldn't be able to do either.
So here is a statement from the news report that we received, okay? By 1988, so the murder happened in 1992.
Okay.
Said the woman who was in China, the mother with the three children, by 1988, she now knows that her husband has married, is living in the United States. By 1988, she had earned enough money to bring herself and her children to the United States. She then had discovered that her husband had remarried. Traveling to New York City, the woman shared her anger with her aunt, who prosecutors say was the head of a violent Chinatown gang. One of the employees arranged the murder of the Quarryville woman, supposedly because of the disgrace suffered by the mother. So because she felt disgraced and embarrassed of the whole situation, she goes to her aunt and says, we need this woman killed.
I'm wondering got charged and found guilty.
If she's still living in the States, it might have got her.
She paid $15,000 for the gunman to arrive in Quarryville.
That's a lot of money in the 90s.
Took her into the bathroom and shot her.
Do we know if she got arrested or not? I would go back to China.
Oh, okay. It went unsolved for years until one of the gunmen was arrested on unrelated charges, and then he confessed.
Of course.
And then it says, though, the hitman was granted a new trial, pled guilty in 2001, and was sentenced to time served, 5 years, 3 months in prison.
That's it? We're getting a hit?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
That seems reasonable if you want to be a hitman. And that's the risk?
Yeah, you're like, maybe 5 years the most.
And did you spend all $15,000?
Yeah.
I wonder. I don't know.